Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Infinite Tennis. I'm your host, Bill Patton, and we're going to have a hardcore show today. Hardcore, because you never know what's going to happen on the show. Hardcore like Jack Black and School of Rock. And yes, we're going to talk about your core training. Hardcore like SpongeBob's rock and roll that is too powerful for Plankton's Plan Z. Also, it's going to be hardcore like Mr. Cutchins, my third grade teacher, who was a tail gunner on a B-29 in World War II. That man thought PE like it was a matter of national security. And I've got a hardcore proverb for you to start the day. Two standing back-to-back can fight off a crowd, and a three-chord strand is not easily broken. Which speaks to the need for coaching and interdependence in our lives and in our sport. So let's do that. Today, we have Dory and Adam on the show discussing suspension training specific to tennis and how that engages your core. We're also, after Dorian leaves, we're going to talk a little bit about an update in regard to the TOT mandate, the 10 and under tennis mandate and the pathways. And my goal on the show is to provide an equal and balanced voice to everyone. If you have a question, go ahead and tweet the UR Tennis Network, UR Tennis Network spelled just like you're looking at right now. And the hashtag would be hashtag Infinite Tennis, and then I'll take a look at those. Now it's time for Play Better Today. Yay, yay. That was echoing right there. So today we ask the question, what does racket mean? So I ask my students that in their first lesson with me each time. What does racket mean? And nearly 100% of people do not know what racket means. Beginner to 5.0, they don't know. Strange, isn't that? How is it that we play with an implement in our hand and we never ask what is the meaning of that thing? Until recently, I didn't know the answer to the question myself. But I would like to thank Oscar Wagner for explaining the origin of racket, and then it comes from Egyptian. Rack in Egyptian means palm. You put that together with much of what I've learned from Ken DeHart, master tennis professional, and you have a racket is used for catching and tossing, receiving and sending. This describes the quality of what you see in best players in top form. They're catching the ball on their strings and they're tossing it pretty quickly in the way that they like. Conversely, you see a lot of people out there hitting, and hitters think of the racket as being an inflexible, blunt force trauma object. And then for them, it's hit and miss, anger and despair, and the obsession about elusive consistency. I don't use the word consistency because the connotation of the word is not helpful, and I only see people beat themselves up with that word. Got to be more consistent. When you come to a place of catching and tossing, it opens up the whole court to you. You can toss your shots here and there. Yeah, you might miss a few. That's okay. In general, people take a tense and willful approach to the game, and if you get into kind of a tossing mode, then you're going to be more relaxed. And, you know, you might say, what about spinning the ball, and that's where I would call like a Nadal heavy topspin shot. I call that a roll toss. And then with a Federer slice, I would call that a slide toss. So different qualities to the way you can toss that ball over. All right? So be a tosser. Go out there and catch the ball on your strings at a good contact point, and you're going to find you're going to play a much more relaxed style of game. And then make sure you're talking to your coach. Am I doing this right? How am I using my racket? Do I look tense to you? Do I look optimally relaxed? You know, make sure you've got that third strand or fighting back-to-back with somebody. All right, so we're going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back with Where the Rubber Meets the Road.
Alternative Lighting and Power is a renewable energy solutions-focused company with an emphasis in helping athletic facilities. We would like to upgrade your tennis complex to the 21st century. We offer a range of services that will upgrade your tennis complex. We can use our technology to make your facility virtually disappear from the energy grid. We can provide lights, scoreboards, scoring systems, cooling systems, heating systems, camera systems, covered seating areas, wastewater management, and even new buildings. Our company is located in Houston, Texas, but we provide services to all 50 states and internationally. We would love to visit with you about our opportunities. Please contact Ed Love at 832-549-4193 or email at elove@alternativel-p.com. You can also visit our website at www.alternativel-p.com. We are the sunny side of business.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. And welcome back to Infinite Tennis, where the rubber meets the road. Okay, imagine a rubber band. Stretch it, twist it, shoot it, let it unravel from twisting. That's your tennis body. I will posit that we do not often use flexion as occurs in most weightlifting exercises on a tennis court, which is not to say that weightlifting will not be helpful. In many ways, it will. What has been known for quite some time is that training your core is crucial to your athleticism as a player. And I mean crucial as in crux, cross of where things connect and hold together. To be sure, your core is not just your abdominal muscles. I don't pretend to have complete knowledge here. I'm just cracking the surface. But it's important to know that your core training needs to have a complete set of exercises that will train your entire trunk, the intercostal muscles of your rib cage, the bands that wrap around and throughout your spine, allowing maximum rotation, greatly reducing the possibility of injury. Your core is your body's transmission. When your transmission's in great shape, you have smooth power transfer throughout your body. Your kinetic chain is tightened, oiled, better connected. Not only that, but you'll better understand your body in your mind. The quote that best exemplifies this is when people will do new exercises and they'll say, I didn't realize that that muscle existed until I trained it for the first time. So our guest is going to get into some different ways that you can engage your core. And then you'll have a smooth running transition, and your game's definitely going to benefit from it, from your ground strokes to your volleys to your serve. You'll probably find yourself more agile on the court, quicker, faster running on the court with a better core, right? So simply put, train your core completely, and you gain an edge. Fail to train it, and you expose yourself to greater possibility of injury, and you're going to have problems with slowing down in a match, all that sort of stuff. All right, so that's where the rubber meets the road, and now we're going to go to our guest here. And so let's see. Hi, Dorian, are you there?
Hey, Bill.
Hello,
it's Dorian.
Okay, excellent. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
That's great. Okay. Welcome to the show. And, you know, I know that you're involved with TRX. And before we get too far into this, I want to say that I really appreciated the day that I got to spend with you training on the TRX. And not only did it challenge me, but I was very happy that I never felt unsafe with some of the injuries that I've had. So I really appreciate that time. And so tell me a little bit about you. Are you currently playing any tennis yourself?
Well, whenever I get a chance, what I like to say is that I am ready at any time. So I carry my racket during all my travels. One of my recent trips off to Necker Island with Mr. Branson, I had an opportunity to play some doubles against him while we chatted about some TRX initiatives, including TRX cardio tennis. And other than that, I play a little league tennis whenever I get a chance.
Terrific. That's great. You know, you might want to mention having TRX on the airplane. You think that'll work?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, briefly explain the history and the philosophy of the training system. Where did it come from?
Sure. So the current CEO, who is also the founder of the business, Randy Hetrick, former Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6 commander, actually, while deployed out in the field, actually, we don't know exactly where, but we know it was a wharfside warehouse somewhere that Randy and his teams needed a way to stay, of course, in condition while on these missions with very limited space, obviously no access to fitness equipment. So while deployed, Randy somehow constructed out of some parachute webbing and an old karate belt and a little creativity. He basically put together the very rudimentary form of the suspension trainer. And that was really the beginnings of the new system for physical training. And then just briefly after he left the SEALs, he went on to get his MBA at Stanford. He ended up refining TRX into, basically a professional grade training tool as we know it today.
That's terrific. And, you know, I have to say, training like a Navy SEAL really does appeal to me. If I'm going to be a Navy SEAL on the court, then the other guy who might just be an Army Ranger is at disadvantage. So why suspension training?
So I think through more recent research, there's a lot of data that actually supports this whole notion of exercising without external loads and really focusing more on movement patterns as opposed to isolating particular muscle groups and working on those is much more beneficial for your body over time. So not only will it help you get stronger and more flexible and fit, of course, but it actually, there's great research out there that shows suspension training really helps avoid injury as well. So good data out there that discusses injury prevention. We partner with some very important entities. As an example, one is the Hospital for Special Surgery out of New York City, which is an extension of Cornell Medical. They do quite a bit of rehab work with a lot of elite athletes who end up going through shoulder service, hip surgery, et cetera, that type of thing. So there's a lot of good, as I would call it, social data that's out there that really shows how good the product actually is.
That's terrific. Hey, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then when we come back, we're going to kind of talk about the pros and cons of suspension training versus other types of training and why what are the main advantages of suspension training over those. So we'll
Sounds
be right
great.
Back. We'll be right back.
This is Jason Haynes, CEO of the UR Tennis Network. We are proud to announce the 2013 summer camp season has begun. At USSportCamps.com, you can plan out a Nike tennis camp experience. These are offered to both adults and juniors for day and overnight camps. Visit USSportCamps.com to pick up a brochure and join over 50,000 youth who say yes to our summer camp experience. Join a Nike tennis camp at www.ussportcamps.com or call us at 1-800-NIKE-CAMPS. In 2013, let our summer camps be your victory. Choose the Nike tennis camps and take your game to the next level.
All right, very good. So, Dorian, back to you now.
Yes.
So, what does suspension training hit that other forms of exercise miss?
Sure. Well, I think a good place to start, Bill, is I just want to quickly define what suspension training is so your callers understand exactly. So first of all, it's a proprietary exercise modality that builds strength, balance, and flexibility. And I say proprietary because it was developed by TRX. Typically, it requires the use, as we say, of the suspension trainer, which is extremely portable. It leverages gravity and the user's body weight, essentially, to enable hundreds and hundreds of exercises for every fitness goal. Typically, it's characterized by one or more hand or foot supported by a single anchor point. Often we see these trainers that have multiple anchor points. We really want to talk more about the single anchor point when we talk about suspension training. And essentially, again, it uses your body weight as resistance, which then takes advantage of the stability to load and unload exercises. When you suspend from an overhead anchor point, essentially the center of gravity will seek the lowest point possible, which is really important because this is really what then begins to stabilize your core. And then it just takes advantage of simple physics and how the body actually responds to those actual forces of gravity.
Okay, can I interject for a second? Maybe not everybody's familiar with the benefits of stability, but if you can kind of go a little further into why is stability going to be such a great thing for a tennis player specifically?
Sure. Well, a lot of this has to do with really with movement. And when we can talk about tennis, but we really can talk about cross sport, how we move. Again, so much research out there today that talks much more about training in multiple sports. Andy Murray, Rafa Nadal, those are two great examples of guys that grew up training cross-sport as opposed to a single sport. And the reason, at least now they're coming to the conclusion, the reason for this has to do with the movement patterns that the body is unfamiliar with, perhaps when you play a sport like tennis, where you actually may become less stable in certain positions. What the suspension trainer allows us to do is to train in what we define as the transverse plane. So if you could imagine training sort of in 3D as opposed to what we also consider the sagittal plane, which is most commonly referenced when you're using a piece of weight equipment. So you're pushing a load or you're pulling a load into you, but it's moving sagittally as opposed to transverse. When you're in that transverse plane, you're building stability in all directions of your body and reinforcing your core.
That's really
I know that may be a little complicated, but I hope that makes some sense.
Well, I'm going to engage my walnut-sized brain now and really break it down for people who are kind of like the stegosaurus like myself. And You know, because I had a chance to go through that training and have used, you know, beginning to use the TRX more and more, having come out of an injury. And the thing that I've really been most impressed with is not necessarily so much the strength gain, but just that every joint that I'm training seems to have better balance and stability around it, and so I have less fear of injury moving forward. So
yeah, that's great, but, Bill.
So okay,
sorry,
now
sorry. Yep.
Okay, it's all right. And then there was some talk about, okay, is this an ideal exercise for the young? And if so, how young? And is it a kind of an ideal exercise for older people or for those nursing injuries? How would you speak to that range?
Yeah, good questions, Bill. So as we talked earlier, we don't have to go into the injury piece. We have, again, great social data out there, including HSS, which really rehabs people for a living and uses the suspension trainer. So we're good there. In terms of youth, I personally, and I believe the philosophy of the company, is that those who are too young to do any type of external loading, so this would be weightlifting, right? And we really don't want to see kids doing this at an early age. And it happens, and it shouldn't, but it does still happen. IMG Academy is a good example that trains athletes starting at about the age of 8 pretty seriously. Those athletes are not allowed anywhere near weights. So they actually utilize the TRX suspension trainer to get their workouts in. And most of this has to do with the fact that you're using your own body weight as opposed to any form of external loading.
Yeah.
And I would say that is the same thing for the senior population as well. And, as a guideline, I don't want to pin down an age that you would say, yeah, you don't want to start a kid under the age of 7 or 8 or whatever it is. I think it's really unique to the athlete himself or herself. So a 12-year-old who's a highly developed and very fit individual to begin with, I think the suspension trainer would be well-suited for that athlete. An 8-year-old who is very fit and has already developed some core stability, the suspension trainer would be great.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, I was reflecting on this earlier in regard to how developmentally appropriate it is that we have climbing apparatus on playgrounds for small kids, because
sure,
it's the same sort of concept, but this would be a climbing apparatus that you'd actually have inside the house, so you don't have to go to the park. So
yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. That's a great point.
So now, moving on to the next one, I mean, I want to preface this next question and kind of foreshadow a little bit, because we had that training, and I'm not even sure how many exercises we did. Was it 50? We didn't do them a lot.
Yeah, we
something
did.
Like,
we covered 35 exercises. And,
35, off by Tuesday, it felt like 50. So it was the fish that kept getting bigger. But we did those 35 exercises even for a fairly short time. And, you know, Sunday I felt fine. But you know, Tuesday and Wednesday I was not feeling so good. So what advice would you give to parents and or coaches who are of the mindset that more is better?
Right. Well, a couple of things. And I think until you really put your hands on a TRX like you did, Bill, it will be hard for me to articulate all of this. But very briefly, the key is to, we use these words, earn your progression. So for anybody who's trying the suspension trainer for the first time, you really want to start off very mildly, if you will, with your exercises and with your routines. And from there, you progress based on how well you begin to perform these individual exercises. And over time, and it doesn't necessarily take very long. You know, I think we like to say between 2 and 4 times, somebody becomes very comfortable with their body, and they have that awareness that's needed in order to perform the actual exercises. So once an athlete begins to feel somewhat comfortable, some of this initial pain that you're describing does go away, as hopefully you've experienced by now, then it's a really great feeling. And again, you're getting this full body workout. Your body has no choice but to engage every muscle as you perform an exercise on the trainer.
Yeah, very good, very good. And you know, the other thought too was that, you know, when you said engaging every muscle, I mean, and that also includes some of these smaller, very thin connecting muscles that we don't often use or think about. And those are the ones that if overtrained, then we're going to experience some problems. And you might not feel that pain today, but tomorrow you may, though, right?
You're absolutely right about that, Bill.
That was more of a question, and you're just supposed to agree with me, and so good job for that. Anyway, moving to the next thing. So now let's kind of shift gears and get into the changing model of training. You know, cardio tennis is, of course, a growing brand, and it's becoming mature. How do you see TRX cardio tennis carving out a niche?
Yeah, again, this is a very exciting initiative for myself personally, since I've taken this on a couple of years ago and have formed a partnership. So TRX and the TIA, the Tennis Industry Association, which is a not-for-profit agency that basically looks out for the tennis industry, they own the cardio tennis brand. So the TIA and TRX have formally launched a partnership to develop TRX cardio tennis. Cardio tennis saw an amazing start about 8 years ago now, and at some point it flattened out a little bit. It was struggling just a tad, and they were actually looking for a fitness partner. We got involved after they had gone through a whole slew of them, and we thought this would be a great match for a number of reasons. It could also serve as a great delivery system for all things TRX and tennis.
That's great.
I have to cut you off here
because we're about to go off live air, and in a moment we're going to... We've got about 90 seconds left, and we're going to be off live air, and then we're going to go into the regular podcast. So on the other side, then we're going to get into a little bit more on the TIA and a little bit more on opportunities for coaches and players to get exposed to TRX. And, you know, if you have anything special for our listeners, you know, then we'll hear about that.
Sounds good, Bill.
So thanks for coming on, and thank you all of our live listeners for listening in. And if you want to hear more, then you can download and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. So, Dorian, thanks for coming out, and we'll see you on the other side.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks a bunch.
All right, folks. And then if you have any questions for Dorian, go ahead and send me a tweet at UR Tennis Network, and that would be #InfiniteTennis. Thanks again, and in a couple of seconds, go podcast. All right, so we're back in the podcast now. And so now when it comes to TIA membership, you know, I just want to say that I believe every tennis pro and coach should be a member of the TIA because I think it might be the most influential organization in terms of the growth of tennis moving forward. And you really want to get connected with that. I've been a member of the TIA for a number of years, and numerous opportunities have come my way because of that. I run my website through Tennis Connect, and they've done a terrific job with me, and I'm also available to help people with their Tennis Connect websites to spruce them up and make them more presentable, especially now that most people do their browsing mobile rather than at any computer. People don't really sit down to the PC or even the laptop to browse. The browsing is really coming through mobile devices much more. All right, so the editorial is now over. So let's go a little bit more into the training. And, you know, it's funny because it's like the training feels like a mix between plyometrics, facilitated stretching, Pilates, yoga, and weightlifting. And did I leave anything out?
No, I think you covered it.
So I'm assuming that was intentional, right? I mean, so explain a little bit more about that whole milieu.
Sure, Bill. I think, you know, it's important to understand that the suspension training, you know, historically, it's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. Gymnasts have been practicing, suspension training using rings and other apparatus in the Olympics, you know, way, way back. Rock climbing, you know, again, you alluded to earlier, is absolutely a form of suspension training. I think what TRX was able to do was really put the science around it and essentially put together these fantastic exercises that, as I said earlier, cross sport. So whatever your goals are, whatever you're training for, we have elite athletes in just about every sport, but we also have amateur athletes. And as we discussed earlier, we have seniors who perhaps cannot do an unassisted hip hinge. But with the suspension trainer, they're able to load and unload that exercise. They're able to get into positions that they wouldn't normally be able to, in a very safe way. Go ahead.
Well, and so, I mean, I'm thinking as, you know, as we're getting older, and especially an aging population, that, you know, it's a great thing to be able to do moving forward to avoid falling and breaking your hip, you know, as a super senior. So, you know, another benefit.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So it certainly helps with your balance, you know, and flexibility. But at the same time, it builds strength. But just to touch once more on the training itself, Bill. So one thing that's central to the business model is education. And
yeah.
You know, you came through a bit of an exclusive training that we did for tennis, but we have very specific training for sports medicine, which again, as an example, the Hospital for Special Surgery and many other practitioners go through that certification. And as well, we have group training, we have other modalities, including the TRX RIP Trainer, which is a completely different product that we're not talking about today, but we have education built around that as well. So it's important for those coaches and those facilities that are interested in delivering TRX suspension training to their athletes, to their tennis players, that they do take part in that education. It's critical, and I think, you know, you having gone through a pretty good day of it, you know, I would hope you got good things out of that as a foundation for how you not only train yourself, but how you would coach and train others.
Yeah, I feel like I've just cracked the surface, and yet that cracking the surface was very challenging. I've been kind of telling people that once I can finally get through the TRX warm-up, then maybe I can actually go through the exercise and then really train with it. But right now the warm-up is kicking my butt. So now let's move forward into what, if there was an interested tennis pro or player that wanted to get TRX involved in the club, how could they get started with kind of a low capital investment? What would they do?
Yep. Well, first of all, they could contact me directly. And I don't know if you'd like me to share that information, but I could.
Yeah, give us maybe an email and a phone number, and sure.
That's great. Yep. Okay, so two ways. I'll give you two different emails because I'm getting so many emails in both locations these days. dadam@trxtraining.com. And the other email, which is a good one, is trx4lifesports@gmail.com.
Yeah,
and then a
great
phone number, Bill, area code 925-788-2748. And happy to discuss good ways to do this. We have a good, you know, ROI calculator that's built into, for example, TRX Cardio Tennis, which we talked about briefly, but this program is really taking off. We just delivered a fantastic training back at PTR in Hilton Head. We had 23 participants educated. They loved it. We've got some fantastic video from the whole thing. And basically that course enables either the fitness professional or the tennis professional to deliver that TRX cardio tennis product or program, if you will, to their players, to their members. It's a fantastic program, and it's really hitting everything. So, you know, it's ultimate ball striking, but you're also getting, you know, some incredible strength and all of that in there as well.
That's great. Yeah. Now, all right. So now, was there any chance that you had anything special for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. So that's great, Bill. So what we do is typically anybody who's aligned with the USPTA, the PTR, and for those special listeners to your program, we will offer suspension trainers at $169.95. So that is about a $40 discount, and that comes with some good education already and some programs to get you going.
Okay, so maybe we should make the code #InfiniteTennis.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's your coupon code, people. And you know, I got to come up with a nickname, or I got to get my followers, if I have a follower out there, to come up with a nickname for how do I address them. You know, like Jim Rome and his people, and
right.
So I got to figure something out that way. Well, anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show, and it's been very informative, and I know that I've been greatly helped by our burgeoning friendship and relationship with the TRX. It's helped me tremendously, and anyway, I hope we can reach a lot more people with that. So thanks for coming out, and have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so that was Dorian Adam, and he's been very gracious to come on the show and then also to offer that discount to you all. And remember, you've got to use your discount code there. So here, a little bit about me. If I happen to be in the Bay Area, of San Francisco Bay Area, in the East Bay, and you can find me in the 510 or the 925 area code. You can also contact me on Twitter, at School of Tennis on Twitter, and I've got lessons, camps, stringing. Until you've had a racket strung by me, you don't know what you're missing. All right, so now moving on to the mandate. You know, this is a hot topic, and I've had a lot of people want to discuss this, and I want to let everyone know that I've established a poll on Facebook for you to express your opinion. And so if you would like that link, then you need to tweet me, at School of Tennis. Or you can email me at schooloftennis@gmail.com. A little bit of news recently, Wayne Bryan, Tim Mayotte, Dave Hegarty, Kirk Camperman, and I were involved in a brief email dialogue. Wayne and Tim quickly affirmed the letter that I wrote to the USTA in regard to the mandate. I had written that for the benefit of USTA NorCal Board as they prepared to make decisions on how to develop the pathway. Dave and Kurt did not comment, but in fairness to them, it seems like they get drawn into email ambushes on a fairly regular basis where Chicken Little comes out and blind copies large numbers of people and tries to draw leaders into kind of a public humiliation spree. So that sounds like a lot of fun to be a leader of the USTA and be really promoting something that you have a lot of belief in and have people pulling tricks on you like that. So I'm not going to ambush anyone, nor am I going to report more than is appropriate. And in the emails that are going back and forth, I was able to secure a phone appointment with Kurt Camperman for May 22nd. So I'm looking forward to having that discussion with him and asking some fairly difficult questions about the mandate and the pathways and the equipment. So I'll gladly report how that conversation goes on the May 25th show. So I will also share my results of my poll with Kurt on that day, and then I'll also make the poll information available on the May 25th show. Remember, it's your sport, people. All right, so use your voice. Get out there and speak up for what you really believe in, and be respectful of one another. I mean, we need to all work on this thing together, interdependently, and get the three-chord strand of not easily broken thing. We don't need to be cutting one of the other chords that's holding this whole thing together. Not going to use my show to advance my particular opinion, but you can find my letter out there. I'm hearing from more people who are against the mandate, at least in part. So if you are fully for the mandate, please come on my show. I really would like to hear from you and talk with you. And we will have a very friendly discussion, much like with Dick Gould on the first show. And finally, next week, we're going to have Wayne Bryan on the show, and I'm really excited about that. So we're going to talk about him and his sons and probably world team tennis a little bit, and also the mandate to some extent. Then next week also I'm going to start a new feature called High School Coaches Corner. So feel free to check out my YouTube series on high school coaching. If you like it, please be sure to donate to the cause. Anyway, once again, you can reach me at schooloftennis@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at schooloftennis. On Twitter. Have a great day, and I hope that you will play better today and that you're going to really train your core very well. And thanks for tuning in.